Today, I'll be presenting on the topic The Giver by Lois Lowry. This is a prescribed self-study paper for 3rd BA English students for semester 5. Now we shall go into the topic. The Giver is a dystopian novel by Lois Lowry that explores a highly controlled, seemingly utopian society where pain, suffering, and emotional depth have been eliminated in the name of peace and stability. In this society, individual choices are replaced by strict rules and everyone's role in life is decided for them. The novel follows a young boy named Jonas as he uncovers the truth about his community and grapples with the realities of memory, emotion, and human freedom. Now we shall see about the setting and context. The story takes place in a futuristic community that has adopted the philosophy of sameness. A system designed to remove all forms of difference in order to eliminate conflict. This means no color, no music, no strong emotions, and no real personal freedom. People do not make choices for them. Everything from their careers to their spouses to the names of their children is determined by the elders. Even emotions are controlled through daily medication. The main character, Jonas, is a sensitive and intelligent 12-year-old boy, lives with his assigned family, a father who works as a nurturer, caretaker of infants, a mother who works in a department of justice, and a younger sister named Lily. When children in the community turn 12, they participate in a ceremony of 12 where they are assigned their lifelong careers based on their aptitude. At this ceremony, Jonas is surprised and nervous when he is initially skipped during the assignments. However, he is soon told that he has been selected for a rare and honored position, the receiver of memory. This role is mysterious and very few understand its purpose, the giver and memory transfer. Jonas begins training with an old man known only as the giver, who holds the collective memories of the past, a burden that the rest of the community has been spared. These memories are both beautiful and painful. As Jonas receives them, he learns about the color, which he begins to see for the first time, the love, family and joy, the three of this which no longer exist in the community, and the pain, the war, the hunger and death, which have been erased from the living memory of the community people. These experience opens Jonas' eyes to the deep emotional and sensory richness of life that has been sacrificed in the community's quest for order and predictability. The more he learns, the more he struggles with the realization that the people he loves, including his own parents, are incapable of truly loving or understanding emotions. A major turning point comes when Jonas learns the truth about the release, a euphemism for euthanasia. He watches a recording of his father releasing a newborn twin by lethally injecting him, unaware that what he is doing is essentially murder. This horrifying discovery leads Jonas to realize the full extent of what his society has lost in its pursuit of control. He also understands the deep loneliness that comes with being the receiver. Only the giver and now Jonas are aware of the true nature of life and emotion. The rest of the community lives in ignorance, incapable of change unless the memories are returned to them. Climax, when Jonas learns that a baby named Gabriel, who has been temporarily placed with his family, is scheduled to be released. He cannot accept it. Gabriel has become emotionally bonded to Jonas, and Jonas sees in him a chance of love and connection. Determined to save Gabriel and challenge the community system, Jonas escapes with the baby, embarking on a dangerous journey to elsewhere, a place beyond the borders of the known world, where he hopes people live freely. He believes that by leaving, he will release the memories back to the community, forcing them to confront reality and hopefully change. And in the end, the novel is an ambiguous note as Jonas and Gabriel struggles through snow and starvation. Jonas believes he hears music and sees a sled, reminiscent of the first received memory. Whether this is a real escape or an hallucination is left up to the reader's interpretation. Lois Lowry purposefully leaves the ending open, inviting thought and debate. Some of the themes dealt in this story, The Giver, are memory and emotion, freedom and control, individuality and sameness, coming of age and awakening. First, we see memory and emotion. The novel explores how memory shapes identity and allows people to experience the full range of human emotion by suppressing memory. The community has lost its humanity. And next, freedom and misses control. The community sacrificed freedom for stability, showing the dangers of extreme control. Jonah's journey represents the human need for freedom and personal choice. The third is individuality and sameness. Society's goal of sameness has eliminated difference but also beauty and diversity. Jonah's ability to see color and feels has set him apart as truly human. The fourth, the coming of age and awakening. Jonah's transformation from a naive boy to a conscious and a courageous young man mirrors the process of growing up and confronting difficulties of truth and about the world. In concluding, The Giver is a profound and thought-provoking novel that raises critical questions about the cost of utopia, the value of memory, and what it means to be truly alive. Through Jonas's journey, Lewis Lowry challenges readers to consider the importance of emotion, individuality, and freedom in a world that may value order and efficiency above all else. Thank you.